Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Charlie Foxtrot Alpha Bravo Charlie. We are 585 nautical miles north-northeast of Majuro at flight level 125. Double engine failure. Ditching. Two souls on board. Over. The silence was excruciating. I was too scared to say anything. Besides, I didn't know what to say. The only thing I could hear was my panicked breaths in the oxygen mask and the sound of my heart pounding in my ears. A plane was not supposed to be this quiet. I switched on the radio again. Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Charlie Foxtrot Alpha Bravo Charlie. We are 585 nautical miles north-northeast of Majuro at flight level 125. Double engine failure. Ditching. Two souls on board. Over. Again, nothing. Weeks later. I felt horribly dizzy. Waves of nausea twisted and racked my body. I was in agony. I stumbled to the edge of the palm trees and retched my lunch. As I wiped my mouth with my hand, I slipped into full-scale panic, just as before. It was the same feeling of abandonment I had experienced the last time I was here on this island, just after the plane crash. It was all too familiar, and just as terrifying. My mind frantically raced in every direction, thoughts jumping randomly until one clear and concise idea blasted through my frenzied, fogged-in mind. This time it was my choice to be here. This time I had put myself here. Graham, what the hell are you doing? I looked up and watched Captain Taka and the Nanami pull away. My stomach lurched and my head started to pound. I ran wildly to the water's edge, screaming hysterically. Wait! Come back! I've changed my mind! Waving my arms wildly in the air, desperately jumping up and down, I screamed. Come back! Come back! Don't leave me here! I saw Captain Taka turn to look at me. I waved harder, motioning for him to turn his boat around and come back. He simply raised his hand, gave me a friendly wave back, and churned off into the vastness of the open ocean. I stared in disbelief as the Nanami and its captain became a small dot on the horizon. Absolute terror raced through my body as the enormity of my reckless decision came crashing down upon me. My legs buckled beneath me. My face plowed into the hot sand. I began to shake uncontrollably. Graham! What have you done? My brain raced wildly, seized by the fact that I was now totally alone on a deserted island. Again. I was stuck in the middle of nowhere, with no TV, no internet, no pizza delivery, no nothing. Alone, abandoned, 24/7, for 30 days. Not the 3 days I was marooned here last time. 30 days. Shit, what was I thinking? Graham Alexander Connolly, my mind screeched vehemently. Camping to you is a 5-star hotel. Roughing it is anything less than that. What on earth are you doing here? The question broke my panic just enough to allow for the realization that this time I could phone Captain Taka at any time and request that he come and pick me up. Even though he did not respond to my frantic waving, I somehow knew he would come back if I called him. With that understanding, the fear slowly began to subside. My heartbeat began to slow. I eased myself into a sitting position, and the pain in my chest began to lessen. I stared long and hard at the open, relentless ocean, but could no longer see any sign of the Nanami. Okay, now what?